Hello, and welcome to the Thinking Jew podcast, where we dive deep into Torah and Judaism to uncover its hidden beauty. Come join us as we take a closer look and breathe new life into traditional Jewish ideas. And now, here's your host, Rabbi Moshe Siegel.
Hello, and welcome to episode 58. This is really a special episode for me, as we just completed the first year of this podcast. First launched in the beginning of January last year, so to be kicking off year number two is super cool. Thank you all for listening, for all the great questions and conversations that we've had that have sparked so many of these episodes over the past year. Thank you so much. I want to discuss today the role of the 10 plagues in the bigger picture of creation. Obviously, on a practical level, the 10 plagues were the process God used to punish the Egyptians for enslaving the Jews. And through them, God basically decimated Egypt and freed the Jews. But I want to take a deeper look at them. Why did God need them? God is all-powerful. If he wanted, he could have just paralyzed the Egyptians and marched the Jews right out of Egypt, and the Egyptians wouldn't have been able to do anything. And why did he have to do 10 of them? Why not just make one big plague and then just take all the Jews out? So let's begin. We all know that us humans are composed of two parts. We have a body and a soul, our physical side and our spiritual side. And the truth is that not only do people have these two sides, but really everything in the world has these two sides. It has a spiritual life source. During the time of creation, in which all of existence emanated from God's singularity, there were multiple layers of concealment that took place until we got to the physical world that we see today. This is what Kabbalah often refers to as the 10 spheros, which are basically 10 layers concealing God more and more until we get to our physical world. So behind the physical world that we interact in, there are layers of spirituality, the, so to speak, soul of the world. If you look in the first chapter of Genesis, when the Torah is describing the physical creation, the action associated with creation is speech. In verse 3, for example, in the first chapter, it says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." Verse 6, "And God said, let there be a firmament," etc. The Torah describes God creating the world through the action of speech. And the Mishnah in Ethics of Our Fathers, chapter 5, Mishnah 1, teaches us that there were 10 utterances. There were 10 of these sentences that God said to create our physical world. In Hebrew, these are referred to as the Asara Ma'amaros, the 10 utterances. And these 10 utterances created this final layer of the physical world. But like we mentioned, everything in the world has a body and a soul. It has a physical expression and a spiritual life source, a spiritual backdrop. So what is the spiritual parallel of these 10 Ma'amaros, or the 10 utterances? The deeper sources teach us that these 10 utterances are really a reflection of another 10 statements, the Aseres Hadibros, the 10 commandments. So we have 10 Dibros and 10 Ma'amaros. And in reality, they both really mean the same thing. They both mean 10 statements, because Amira and Dibor are really both synonyms in Hebrew, both meaning speech. But as we mentioned, the Aseres Hadibros, Dibor reflects the spiritual side, the inner dimension, while Amira and the Ma'amaros reflect the physical and more external side of creation. We find a really cool expression of this concept in the most common verse in the Torah, a verse that appears close to 100 times in the Torah. And that verse is Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor. And God said to Moses, saying. So we see uses the word said and saying. But if you look carefully, you'll notice the difference in the Hebrew. It says, Vayedaber Hashem, God spoke using the word Dibur, and then El Moshe Lemor using the word Amira. And Rabbeinu Bachaya, a deep 13th century commentary, explains this verse along the lines we just mentioned. God was Midaber to Moshe, meaning God relayed to Moses the inner hidden meaning behind every commandment and everything that he gave over to him. But then he gave it to Moses Lemor, to say over to the Jewish people on a more practical level, on a more external physical level, teaching them the body of the mitzvah, how to do it. So again, the world was created with 10 ma'amaros, 10 utterances, which reflect the external physical part of creation, and their spiritual counterpart are the Ten Commandments, the Aseres HaDibros. And this was the deep spiritual experience of Mount Sinai. When God appeared to the Jews and delivered the Ten Commandments, what he was really doing was he was opening up their eyes to see the soul of the world, to see the inner spiritual workings of our physical world. And up until Mount Sinai, the world was never directly exposed to this spiritual side. If you look in the beginning of creation, there were many generations of people, beginning only two generations after Adam, which rejected this whole notion of God in the world. Idolatry became rampant. And in the Exodus story, when Moses and Aaron approach Pharaoh and request him to release the Jews so they can go worship God, Pharaoh responds by saying, Exodus chapter 5, verse 2, Mi Hashem asher eshma bekolo, who is God, who is Hashem, that I should listen to him? Pharaoh completely rejects this notion of God that created this world, this spirituality behind the world. Pharaoh, the supreme leader of the world, looked at the physical world and he wasn't able to connect it back to its soul. He couldn't trace it back to its spiritual source. So what does God do? How does God fix this problem of the world not recognizing the spiritual life source of the physical existence? God performs 10 plagues. The role of the 10 plagues was to display such a mastery over the physical world that it should be clear and obvious that there must be some all-powerful being controlling it all from behind the scenes. In other words, the purpose of the 10 plagues was to be a bridge between the world of the 10 utterances and the 10 commandments, displaying how the world of the 10 utterances, the physical world, didn't just happen. It doesn't just exist by itself, but rather it's a reflection of its spiritual creator. And with each plague, one layer of physicality was removed and peeled away, revealing an expression deeper than it. Until the 10th plague, after the 10th layer was peeled back, all that was left was the true first, God himself. And this manifested by all the other firsts of Egypt getting killed. This is also why the Midrash teaches us, and we say it every year in the Passover Haggadah, that the plague was done by God himself. Not an angel, not a seraph, not a messenger, but God himself. As this final plague brought us back to the spiritual reality, to the spiritual expression of this singularity, this unity of God, which was setting up the stage for the Ten Commandments, in which God begins those as saying, I am Hashem, your God, starting creation over again with that singularity of God. And on a deeper level, you can find precise parallels between individual utterances, the individual plague that helped uncover that utterance, and the specific commandment in the Ten Commandments that was the spiritual backdrop of that utterance. The great Kabbalistic work, the Zohar, and many other books as well, go into depth explaining all of these specifics, how each one connects to the next. I can't go through all 10 plagues here right now in this episode, but if you'd like to learn more, I'll link these sources on the episode source sheet below. So to answer our original question, the purpose of the plagues was, like the verse states in Exodus, in order that you should know that I am Hashem in the midst of the land. Nachmanides explains that this verse reveals one of the greatest secrets in the Torah, that God, despite being in the highest of the heavens, is also in the midst of the land. The plagues displayed God's complete control over the animals, over the water, over the insects, everything in the physical world, teaching us that all of the world is here for a purpose. Behind every beautiful sunset, every tree and flower, every human is a spiritual energy pulsating throughout. And to discover what that is, we can look at the Ten Commandments and the Torah, which teaches and enables us to tap into that great spiritual world. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, have an amazing week.
Thank you for listening to the Thinking Jew podcast and for taking the time to study Torah and deepen your connection to Judaism. If you found value in today's episode, please leave us a rating or review and subscribe to the podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or topic requests for Rabbi Moshe, please email thethinkingjewpodcast@gmail.com or visit thethinkingjew.com.